Are you aware? Beginning by simply acknowledging the presence of awareness itself. Will also support relaxation to begin. Beginning with relaxing the body. And checking in to see if the face, the brow, the area around the eyes is relaxed. Relaxing the jaw, the mouth, relaxing the neck and shoulders, and as we go through this process of relaxation, you might just recognize how it impacts your mood, how it impacts the state of your mind to do this relaxation of body. Relaxing the shoulders, the arms, the hands, softening the muscles of the chest and upper back, all the muscles all the way around the rib cage. Relaxing the stomach and abdomen, middle and lower back, softening, releasing, relaxing the hips and pelvis. Relaxing the legs, the knees, the ankles, the feet. And checking in too if there might be some relaxation possible inside the body, in the core of the body. Maybe there can be a softening inside the throat. Relax the heart. Relax the stomach and the intestines. And then having consciously relaxed the body as much as is available consciously. Just dropping in the request or the question. Is there more? Might the body be willing to relax a little more? And then not trying to do it, but just seeing the response of the system to the request. May the body relax. Might the body relax. And relaxing the mind, letting go of thoughts, worries, concerns about the past or the future. Even any concerns or thoughts about the present. Anything that may be taking you away from being in the moment. There's nowhere to go, no one to be, not much to do. Might the mind relax? From this place of as much relaxation as is available in this moment, are you aware? Is there a way that the relaxation of body and mind supports a very natural capacity simply to know, to be aware? Are you aware? Do you know that you are aware? And again, don't think too much about that question. But just recognize, as much as it makes sense, this experience of being aware. Are you aware? Yes. And what's obvious in this moment? Settling back and allowing what's obvious to come to you rather than going out and searching for it. Relax and receive what's obvious. What's obvious may change in the next moment. Settling back and following, having a stance of receiving this changing flux of what's obvious. Are you aware of what? All aspects of our experience may be known. You may be aware of body sensation, pressure, pulsing, vibration. Perhaps the movement of the breath, contact points of hands, hips, feet, back, perhaps, if you're in a chair. Hearing may be known. The state of mind, moods, emotions might be known. Even thoughts can be known. It is possible to be aware of thought without being caught or lost in it. Are you aware? What's obvious? Relax and receive and allow whatever is happening is already happening. Can we simply be available to be aware of what is already happening in our minds and our bodies? If there's ever a question, what do I do now? I'll just notice that that is arising and relax. Notice that the awareness is present and check what's obvious. There's very little to do. Being aware of receiving experience. And the mind will wander. Of course it will wander. And you'll recognize at some point that the mind has been wandering, waking up in that moment, appreciating the return of awareness. Awareness is back. Awareness is known. Aware, yes. And what's obvious? With the mind having been wandering, what's the new landscape of experience? Be curious. the mind went off into some story, fantasy, daydream, remembrance. What did it create when it went off? What's here in this moment? If there's tension that has crept in, you're welcome to explore relaxation again. Relax the body, or perhaps the requests. May the body relax. May the mind relax. And then noticing the very natural capacity of awareness with the relaxed body and mind. Am I aware? What's obvious? If you find sloth and torpor is overtaking you, it's fine to open your eyes and simply practice with seeing. Remember, the object doesn't matter. It's the relationship to experience that's most important. So we can know seeing just as well as we can know body sensation. And from time to time, checking your relationship to experience. What's the attitude? Do you want something to happen? Do you want something to stop happening? Is there confusion in the mind? Or perhaps balance of mind? Checking the relationship and then simply allowing that to be in the field of the many experiences that are arising and being known. Are you aware? What's obvious? Remembering this light touch. Simply reminding yourself to check the awareness. If it's helpful, you can use the questions, aware of what? Not using them to try to think about or find an answer, but just to prompt the awareness itself. Aware of what? Aware of what? And what's your relationship? What's the attitude? Relax. Receive the experience. And encouraging and allowing attitude to whatever is arising. Learning from experience.